This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are your closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn was 428, up 2 1/4. May corn 435.5, up 2. July corn 441.75, up 1 1/4. March soybeans were 1315, down 3. May soybeans 1296.25, down 1 1/4. July soybeans 1281.25, no change. March wheat was 572.75, up 5. May wheat 579.75, up 5. July wheat 586.5, up 5 1/4. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Thursday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Thursday afternoon. Wheat and corn posted new contract lows as traders wait for tomorrow's USDA report. Soybeans found positive news in exports, which kept them out of the negative territory. In the northern and western part of the state, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 4 to 5 cents lower at 385 to 408. Soybean bids were 4 to 5 cents higher at 1252 to 1276. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 5 to 9 cents lower at 385 to 411, and soybean bids were 1 to 8 cents higher at 1272 to 1304. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mixed at 390 to 410, and soybean bids were 5 cents higher at 1280 to 1330. Wheat bids were mixed at 579 to 612. Now from the Illinois Soybean Processors Cash Soybean Bids, they were 5 to 9 cents higher at 1279 to 1309, with the basis steady to 5 higher at 5 to 35 over the March. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 454.30 to 459.30 a ton, with the basis steady to 5 cents lower at 40 to 45 over the March. Illinois corn processors' cash corn bids were 5 to 15 cents lower at 412 to 427, with the basis steady to 10 cents lower at option to 15 over the March. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids 2 to 8 cents lower at 397 to 411, with the basis mixed at 1 to 15 under the March. Soybeans ended mixed at 1294 to 1314, with the basis steady to 17 cents lower at 20 to 40 over the March. New crop wheat prices were down 4 cents at 569 to 577, and the basis steady at 17 to 25 under the July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 3 to 5 cents lower at 427 to 432, and these elevators raised their soybean prices 5 to 9 cents, with quotations at 1342 to 1344. Soft wheat closed 3 to 4 cents lower at 616 to 620, and Milo ended the day steady to 5 cents lower at 461 to 462. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In the northern and western part of the state, corn ranged from 396 to 411, and soybeans 1050 to 1080. In the central part of the state, corn was 401 to 416, and soybeans 1064 to 1084. In the southern part of the state, corn went from 399 to 421, and soybeans were $10.66 to $11. Soft wheat ended at $5.50 to $5.64. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing livestock future quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February live cattle were $140.15, up 72 cents. April live cattle, $139.22, up 27 cents. June live cattle, $131.27, up 15 cents. January feeder cattle were 169.80, up 40 cents. March feeder cattle, 168.25, up 22 cents. April feeder cattle, 169.27, up 40 cents. February lean hogs were 86.87, up 27 cents. April lean hogs, 92.25, up 70 cents. May lean hogs, 99.60, up 37 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday the 9th's afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $1.36 higher at $75 to $79.50, with the weighted average carcass price of $77.46. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 56 to 62, 4 to 5 weights 58 to 67, 5 to 550 weights 62 to 68, and 550 and up 65 to 70. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging in price from $52 up to $57. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled $13,214. And now from the Greenville Livestock Auction, severe weather storm hazard and road conditions led to a small offering. They only had receipts of 101 head, and starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were bringing 131 to 135. Choice slaughter heifers were bringing 132 to 136.50. Now on to the real livestock auction in Congerville. They had receipts of 156 head, and slaughter steers were bringing 136.50 to 140, and select and choice steers were bringing 130.50 up to 134.50. Choice slaughter heifers were 136 to 138, and select and choice heifers were 130.50 to 132.50. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 138 and on a dress basis 220 to 221. Heifers on a live basis traded at 134 to 139 and on a dress basis 220. From the National Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 349 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $83.57, and that was 64 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were 212.05, and that was $1.92 higher, with select carcasses at 209.05, and that was $1.98 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 117,000. That compared to 121,000 last week and 126,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 429,000. That compared to 432,000 last week and 429,000 a year ago. Now for the weekly report from Reels Hay Auction. They had receipts of 1,137 bales. Starting with the alfalfa premium quality, it was $5.25 to $7 a bale. The large rounds, good quality, were $67.50. Orchard grass, premium quality small squares, $5.25 to $7.50 a bale. Large rounds, good quality, were $32.50. Alfalfa mixed grass, premium quality small squares, were $7.25 a bale, and wheat straw, good quality small squares, were $3.10 to $4 a bale. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. January corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.25. February corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.29. January corn delivered to Scottville, $4.16. February corn delivered to Scottville, $4.20. January beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $13.49. February beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $13.44. January wheat delivered to Scottville, $5.72. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $4.25, corn at Scottville is $4.16, beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $13.49, and wheat at Scottville is $5.72. The Illinois Department of Agriculture is sponsoring a series of one-day seminars this winter to provide farmers the latest information about soil conservation practices. The series begins January 28th at the Mendota Civic Center. Other seminars will be held February 27th at the Holiday Inn Convention Center in Mount Vernon and March 13th at Heartland Community College in Normal. The seminars will be held from 8:15 a.m. to 5 p.m. The cost is $20 per person. To register, you can go online to the Champaign County Soil and Water Conservation District website at www.ccswcd.com and click the CCS logo. This week at the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District annual meeting, guest speaker Dan Towery of Ag Conservation Solutions in Lafayette, Indiana, spoke on innovations in ways to enhance soil properties and cover crops. One area he focused on, bio-strip till.
Basically, guys are using planters for the most part, or in some cases, air seeders. But everything now is GPS with RTK. So you figure out every 30 inches that you want, for example, a radish, which is going to winter kill, which is going to leave a bare strip. And then you have cereal rye or Austrian winter pea, something else in between the rows. So what happens is the radish winter kills, and so you've got a strip out there then that's basically residue-free, very friable. I mean, it's like having starter fertilizer on it, and it just makes a great environment just to go right in and plant into it. So it's another form of strip till, but without having to run, a applicator with a mow knife or something like that.
Bio-strip till is definitely an intriguing topic and sounds like a great idea, but there is still one issue that may prevent farmers from getting into cover crops at all: time. Especially after the wet spring last year delayed planting, many farmers who were thinking of planting cover crops say they just didn't have time. Towery addressed a couple ideas to help combat this issue.
That's a very common occurrence. I mean, it's going to happen, and that's where we've got folks who have hired an airplane to do aerial application. We've got some folks who still take some time but have taken their high-clearance sprayer, put on an air seeder on it, run the tubing so you have drop nozzles every row, so they can go in crop end of August, early September, and see their cover crops then, because we're still waiting for the corn to dry down, for the beans to dry down, and we're seeing very good success with that. So it's going to cost a little bit, but we're starting to see some growers that are making this equipment and doing theirs, and then, hey, if a neighbor wants some done, that will do some custom makers on his farm too, which is a great way to get introduced to it.
Towery made a point of saying doing research is extremely important before getting into cover crops. Asking questions, reading articles, and observing neighbors who are already tackling cover crops are all important, which is why Towery is encouraging a county cover crop plot.
The big thing, I'm encouraging the Soil and Water District here to put out a cover crop plot next August, September, couple of different planting times, put it in a well-traveled area so farmers can come around and have the signs up. They can see the different cover crops, what they look like. Talk to a cover crop seed dealer. Put in your own plot, whether it's a sweet corn patch or something like that. But put out your plot so you can actually observe these different cover crops and how they grow during the fall, over the winter, and into the spring.
Again, that was Dan Towery of Ag Conservation Solutions, guest speaker this week at the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District annual meeting. The Hillsboro FFA Alumni Dinner and Auction will be held on January 18th, this Saturday, at the Hillsboro Knights of Columbus Hall. Doors open at 5:30. The live auction starts at 7:30, which includes a member auction. Silent auction will be going on all throughout the night, which includes Hillsborough FFA members' welding and woodworking projects. There will be a raffle for an LC9 Rugger that comes with a carry concealed class. The money raised will go to scholarships, the greenhouse, and trips for the Hillsborough FFA students. You can purchase tickets by calling Ms. Johnson, Hillsborough Ag Teacher, at 849-620-4799. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.